the idea of the Ketores. And the truth is that the Ketores had many, many skulas associated with it. Number one, we know that there was no kohen that was allowed to do the Ketores twice. Why not? Because the Ketores was a school of Ashiras. We wanted to give people an opportunity to become an Oisha. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, so initially the Malachim were fighting with him and they didn't want him to take the Torah down. Eventually they came around him. Now that they came around him, they gave him matanas. And the Gemara says that even the Malach HaMavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu a matana. What was the matana that the Malach HaMavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu? He told him a secret. Rashi quotes it in Parshas Korach. He told him that if there's ever a Magefa and you want to stop the Magefa, you stop the Magefa. You stop it by being mocked the Ketores. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew in Parshas Ketorech. After the Yidden complained to Hashem, after the story of Korach, this was after the story of Korach, where Adas Korach was swallowed into the ground, and they came, Hamita Mesam Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. There was a Magefa, and he brings Ketores Vatiyotzes HaMagefa. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know what to do? Says the Gemara on Shabbos, Rashi quotes it in Chumash, this was the gift that the Malach HaMavis told him, that Ketores has an ability to stop Magefa. The special avodah that was done in Yom Kippur, Lefnai V'Lefnim, was Ketores. There was Rikas that were done Lefnai V'Lefnim by the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. There was also Ketores. The Ketores was Mechaper for what? The Gemara says, for the avodah of Lashon Hara. So Ketores is big. It's a school of Ashiros. It's a school of Gezunt. It takes away Lashon Hara, which is the Achilles heel of Klal Yisrael. It was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the one day that the Kohen Gadol every year would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Ketores. We know the Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Menaches, Kol Oisik B'Ketores Oila. And at first glance, you would think, it would reason, that if someone's oisik b'toyres ha'k'toyres, it's gehilu hikter k'toyres. And it's for that reason, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that there are people that have the minhag that they say pitam ha'k'toyres every day. And the reason they say pitam ha'k'toyres every day is because by saying the parish of Ketores, it's ke'ilu hikta Ketores. And Ketores is a school of Gezunt, it's a school of Parnasa. There's tremendous schoolois that are associated with saying Ketores. And it's for that reason there are people that say Ketores. Stating that, Ramah says that it's not so posha. He says like this, the Yesha Kosva, there are those that say, Lizor loimer pita makteres mitech haksav. That if you're going to say pita makteres, that's fine. But say it mitech haksav, in a veinig. V'loi balpeh. Don't say it oisavenig. Why? Mishum sha'amira b'makam ha'aktara. Because saying it is like bringing it. That's why you're saying it. V'chayshinan shemi yadalik. And we're concerned that you may skip a word. V'amrinan, Chazal say, shu chayiv miso m'chisar achas misam amonel. So what if somebody's going through pita makteres and he skips one of the sam amonel? M'chisar achas m'kol sam amonel, chayiv miso. So he says that there are some people that they're very careful. They say it, but they say mitech haksav. Says the Ramah, v'lochein. And the emes is, it's for this reason, nagu the minig is shloi lo'imrim b'cha. The minig is not to say it during the week at all. Shem emar l'malachtam, because people are usually running during the week, they don't have time. V'chayshinan shem yedalik, and we're afraid that they may skip. Shabbos and Yontif, people are more doing, where you're running. So for that reason, there it's okay. But during the week where people are running, the minhag is not to say. Now we know there's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael, and in this Ramah, you see the two minhagim. The Magen Avraham is very mayrich on this Ramah. And he brings that the Beis Yosef already asked kashas on this Ramah, on this Shita. One of the kashas that the Beis Yosef asks is that it's true, M'chisa achas m'kol samim aneh chayim miso. That's true, but that's if someone's makta the Ketores. So if you're makta the Ketores and you left out the Chelmana or the Tzari or the Tzipirin, you left out one of the samim aneh over there, you're going to be chayim, but you're not really being makta it. Right? Let's be honest. You're just saying it. This is M'chisa achas m'kol. This is one of the many kashas that the Beis Yosef asks when we, in our Akdama, to Seder Kachim, Zvachim Daf Beis, we said that perhaps the machloikis between these two days, Ashkenaz Svard, yes, say Pita Makteris, or not say Pita Makteris, maybe what it's totally in is every time you find in Shas Ke'ilu, Kalamagadu Yosef Yisayim B'tech Beis and Malol of Akosov Ke'ilu Yodi. Is it mamish like the real thing, or is it not mamish the real thing? If it's mamish like the real thing, then okay, maybe Yimchisa Achas B'kol Samim Maneo, Chayim Misa. If it's not mamish the real thing, then we said it's the Chachm Shlomi, Nebenezah Chelik, Gai Simen Aleph, and we have many Mar Mekoymus, right? If someone Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu, if he teaches somebody Torah, if he's Magadu Yosef Yisayim B'tech Beis, it says Ke'ilu Yodi. If Ke'ilu is mamish Ke'ilu Yodi, maybe you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. If it's not Ke'ilu Yodi, maybe it's not. We've had many Mar Mekoymus for this throughout the years, the Inkan Mekoymoy Laharich. But I just want to say two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, my brother Moshe asked me a bomb kasha, and that is this idea that if somebody says Pita Makteris, it's as if he was Makta the Ketores. It's a chiddush, right? All you're doing is you're saying pita machtayis. Not for us. That if you say it, it's as if you actually did it. You would think that that's only true if you get it right. So if somebody says pita machtayis, he did it properly. So now it's nischadish that you said the parish of Ktoiris, unishalma parim svasenu. So now it's going to be ki'ilu hik diktoiris. If you said the parish of the Ktoiris and you missed out one of the samamonim, then you didn't say the parish of Ktoiris. You didn't get the school of Rashiris either, right? You tried, right? It was a good attempt, but it was a failed attempt. You ended up missing. So vas pas sizogrim chisa achas mikol samamoneo on the nishalma parim svasenu. If you makter the Ktoiris, you will makter it. The haktara was a real haktara. It wasn't a ki'ilu diga haktara. It was a real haktara. So if you were makter it and you were chaser, so it was a mechisa achas mikol samamoneo, chay misa. But over here you weren't really makter it. It's only the ki'ilu. But what triggers the ki'ilu? The fact that you read the parish of Ktoiris. But you didn't read the parish of Ktoiris. So if you didn't read the parish of Ktoiris, what gives it a chashivos of parish of Ktoiris that we should say mchisa achas mikol samamoneh chayv misa a festa or yesh liyashu, but it's a festa.